You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Devil Royale YouTube channel or podcast. If you're listening on the podcast, we appreciate you. But if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. Today, we're talking through NFL team needs post-free agency. This is a big thing where if you're going through mock draft simulators, these things don't always update right away. And so it's easy to make some incorrect picks, perhaps, based on what the team did in free agency. We're here to help with that. We're going to talk through what the teams need, what they could be looking at in the draft. Stick with us through the intro. We'll be back on the other side. All right, we are here. We're going to talk through the AFC today. So if you're listening on the podcast, you're getting both AFC and NFC. If you're on the YouTube, there will be another video tomorrow with the NFC. So we'll get right into that. We're going to start with the Buffalo Bills. So the Buffalo Bills right now, obviously they have Josh Allen. Quarterback's never going to be a worry for a while. But we have safety, cornerback, wide receiver as needs. Randy, can you expand on that? Why do you think we listed those as the primary?
Yeah, so safety for start, they got rid of both their starting safeties and Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, their long-term safeties. There's been talks of Micah Hyde returning, but as of now, they only have Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards as their starters, and Damar Hamlin and Kendall Williamson. Basically, I'm confident in Taylor Rapp at least, but you definitely need someone else there to help pair with them for the future. Corner. Again, you released Tre'Davious White to try and save money. So now, I mean, Christian Benford, Rasul Douglas, Teron Johnson at corner, not enough. And wide receiver, again, Gabriel Davis gone, Stephon Diggs possibly out the door. You brought in Curtis Samuel, but you still need someone else on the outside.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. The corner room is especially bleak. I think, you know, when we list these primaries, yeah, secondary in general, but when we list these primaries, like those are just the top three. I think corner to me, Rasul Douglas is good enough. I think Christian Benford is a nice like three in a cornerback room, but they just don't have a guy anymore. And so I think that's a very big need. The secondary needs that we had, edge and defensive tackle, I think the depth there is pretty bleak. We talked about it in the mock draft earlier this week or last week, whenever you listen to that. But Greg Rousseau is kind of the only piece that I'm confident in. AJ Epenesa is a nice rotational piece, and they brought him back. Von Miller took a downturn. I think that they definitely need some depth in that room, especially. They need to continue to generate pressure. I don't think they've got the guys to be able to do that right now. All right, let's move over to the Miami Dolphins. So we have defensive tackle, interior offensive line, and corner listed with wide receiver and defensive end as the secondary ones. Randy, what are your thoughts on that?
It's going to be a continuing thing with just guys leaving. Christian Wilkins leaving at D tackle. Your D tackle position besides him wasn't too strong anyways. They were more of a 3-4 front, so to have lackluster D-tackle DNs and nose tackle right now is not great. To your offensive line, you couldn't keep everyone, so you're without your left guard. You brought in a new starting center, a new starting right guard, so they need at least new guards in the future. And then corner, they have guys in Jalen Ramsey and Kendall Fuller as they brought in, but besides them, there's no one I have confidence in, even in the slot. You might need Javon Holland to play too much in the slot, which I don't want to do. We need him in the back end. So, yeah.
No, that's completely right. I think it's interesting. I haven't seen it mocked, but if Byron Murphy makes it to their draft spot, I think that's a smash. I know we do that a lot with the Rams. Now I'm seeing lately with Aaron Donald retiring. But we don't do it with the Dolphins with Christian Wilkins out the door. I'm intrigued to see what that looks like when draft night approaches. I don't think he's going to be there anyway, so I don't think it matters a whole lot. But I think that there's also a chance, or maybe they move up to get him so they can solidify that defensive line, because I think with the edge room is pretty crazy when healthy. So I think that they can make it work. They do need some better down linemen. Wide receiver Braxton Berrios is set to start right now, or you're hoping that River Craycraft or Eric Azukama take a step forward? That's not going to happen. So they definitely need, and they need to start looking at a world beyond Tyreek Hill, I think. So I think that's essential.
I think they believe that's Waddle, but they have pretty much, it feels like, no one in the room over 6 foot. They only have fast guys. There's fast, tall guys as well. So let's try and build this room a bit more for the future.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to the Jets. The Jets have done a lot of shopping. They've also lost some key pieces this offseason. So we have wide receiver, tight end, and corner listed as their top three. And then their secondary needs would be safety and offensive tackle. I do quickly just want to touch on the offensive tackle thing. I think they think that they're going to patchwork the two tackle spots for this year and be okay. And so that's probably why it's a secondary need. I would argue that they're not in good shape on that front, but I think they think they are. So when we're talking about this, that's why we're considering that such a secondary need. We know that Tyron Smith's probably going to get hurt because he tends to every year. So, but on the wide receiver front, they did sign Mike Williams. Does that sway you at all from this?
No, it's a short-term deal. Right now you have Xavier Gibson starting the slots. We know Garrett Wilson's a complete receiver. Mike Williams is more of a big body deep threat. You need someone else in this room to really catapult you to the next level. And that's why it's kind of paired with tight end here, because you have Tyler Conklin, who's okay. Ruckert, who is a good blocking tight end, who has upside of the passing game. But a guy that's popular mocked to them at Bowers would kind of solve a bit of the wide receiver and tight end issue at the same time.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just more getting right. It's getting better consistent weapons, so it's not all on Garrett Wilson, because we can't, as much as we both like Mike Williams, we still aren't going to count on him for sure for more than 12 games a year.
Yeah, exactly right. On the corner front, I do, obviously they have their big two, right? Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed, but beyond that, like, they signed Isaiah Oliver to a short contract. He hasn't really come to fruition or reached his potential in his time in the league. Michael Carter has been fine when needed, but they still need some depth in that room. And then the safeties are Chuck Clark and Tony Adams. That's a rough room right now. I think safety is certainly, you know, I think you're happy with Chuck Clark if he performs at his peak. And I think Tony Adams is fine, but I think as far as depth goes, there's not much there.
Yeah, and Chuck Clark's better in pure coverage and doesn't really do well in tackling. So getting a better nose for the football tackle athleticism is the biggest thing in the safety room for me. And then, yeah, just depth. You know, someone to compete for slot corner with Michael Carter and Isaiah Oliver, because I don't really trust either of them. And they have, I believe, six corners in total and three safeties in total. We know that doesn't cut in the NFL.
Yeah. Exactly right. Yep. Yeah. All right, let's move over to the Patriots. This one's pretty easy. They need a quarterback. We know this. They need wide receivers. We've known this for a long time. They need offensive tackle help. That's been true for a while. They did retain Mike Nwenu, but he's only going to be starting at right tackle. Randy, do you want to expand on any of those?
Yeah, they have Connor McDermott starting at left tackle right now. And Sidy Sow starting at right guard. That's why interior offensive line is a secondary need. I like Sidy Sow for what he is, but I trust the Patriots to get the most out of people, at least in the offensive line room, but you need a left tackle in the future for sure. Even if it's someone that you deem might be a little bit developmental to at least compete with Connor McDermott, who is not the basketball player, so I don't trust him at all. So that's why it's an enormous need for them. And, you know, the biggest thing for this team, you're not going to get elite quarterback play from either the rookie or Jacoby Brissett, but they're going to do much better if they stay upright. So let's focus on that and get another receiver in here, because you really have three slots that matter that can play around the field, and then a bunch of just names.
Yeah, no, that's right. We had edge listed as well. Right now, they're only like rushing outside linebackers if they roll back with a 3-4, Matthew Judon and Josh Uche. And Keon White was probably better as a hand in the dirt defensive lineman, one of the 3-4 edges instead of the 3-4 outside linebackers. And so you do need depth there. I also think that beyond that, I mean, Keon White's not even slated as a starter at this moment. I think he will take a step and probably will get on the field a lot, but they need some depth in that room as well.
Yeah, it's pretty much just him and Dietrich Wise as just true power edge rushers. So we need some rotational help. And they signed Sione Takitaki to help with the interior linebacker room, which still isn't great. So we need a lot everywhere in the linebacker room and edge room.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move over to the AFC North. We're going to start with the Bengals. Right now, we have it listed as wide receiver, offensive tackle, tight end. For folks that want to say, wait, they signed Trent Brown. Nope, still need an offensive tackle. Trent Brown hasn't been good. I do think that he's slated to start, but this gives them flexibility. What the Bengals did this free agency period is they made it so they don't have to take any position. They did spot fillers at all the positions that they needed in case they don't get the players that they want. But from a wide receiver perspective, is this assuming that T. Higgins is gone, or is this
either just including, way?
Yeah, either that's way. Right.
I think there's a strong lean that T is gone, and then if he's not, you still have to. I mean, you got Trent Irwin and Charlie Jones, and I know that there's one I'm not pronouncing the name right now.
Andre Yosemite.
Thank you. And they kind of believe in them, but we haven't truly seen it yet. I think you need at least another body in that room, even if you do bring back T. Higgins, to try and help the void of losing Tyler Boyd. If you lose T. Higgins, hopefully you can bring back Tyler Boyd to help that slot role, but you still need another big body to compete on the outside. It's a little bit of a weird situation for them, where I think it's almost time where they're going to have to reset their market because they're paying Chase, you know. So Higgins will most likely be gone, so it's got to be a focus to move this offense forward. And tight end, you have Mike Gesicki on his, fourth team, who can't do anything, even dance. Drew Sample and Tanner Hudson are just backup tight ends in the league. So to get an actual game changer in that position would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. On the interior, I think they feel pretty good about Alex Kappa, Cordell Volson, and Ted Karras starting at your left guard and center. Not ideal, which it's is why that
doable for they're. It's okay for this year, kind of. That's kind of. I know it's such a bad way to say it, but that's kind of how I feel about it. I do think Jackson Carmen and Cody Ford can at least compete for that left guard spot. But yeah, getting some fresh blood in the room is smart.
Yes. I also, so the reason a lot of people want edge to be on this list, I think defensive tackle probably deserves to be another secondary piece. And on our extended list, I believe it was on there. Mm-hmm. They signed Sheldon Rankins. They have BJ Hill. They have Jay Tufele behind them. There's not a whole lot there, but Rankins is that stopgap, like I mentioned. And then their corner room right now, they have to feel pretty comfortable with Cam Taylor-Britt. I think they're hoping that DJ Turner takes a step forward. Outside of that, you know, you've got Mike Hilton that is still their slot corner, but they need another piece. They need some more bodies in there. I know they've got a few other bodies. Dax Hill's kind of your rotating safety slash corner at times, but this is not a full secondary room, so they definitely need to add.
And they lost Chidobe Awuzie as well, so just another person you're going to have to replace. You already kind of did that in the D-tackle room for at least this year. You had to do the same thing for the corner room.
Yeah. All right, over to the Browns. Primary needs, linebacker, edge, D-tackle, you know, very crucial components of a defense. And then secondary needs, offensive tackle, and interior offensive line. Randy, talk through that. I know they lost a linebacker this year, right? They lost Takitaki.
They lost a couple.
Yeah.
Takitaki, Anthony Walker, and I believe one more. I mean, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is obviously their stud. They brought in Jordan Hicks and Devin Bush to be veteran. Hopefully they can hold it together this year, but both haven't, you know, had the best seasons. Jordan Hicks had a good last year. Devin Bush, yeah. Both also haven't been the healthiest players ever. you really only have Tony Fields besides them in the linebacker room. You desperately at least need depth and hopefully guys that could play in the future. And then edge rusher, we got our two guys. You have some rotational pieces in Alex Wright and Okwara. I always mess up that one because it double gets me. they're good enough, but getting another guy in there, especially somewhat of a speed rusher, would be smart. D-tackles, you got like five that are name-worthy, including your Stutz and Shelby Harrison, Dalvin Tomlinson, but getting somebody of the future, hopefully Siaki Ika can step it up as a nose tackle type, as a rotational guy, but yeah, it's tough there. And offensive line, yeah, you got your starting five. Jack Conklin hasn't played a full season in 5-6 years, it feels like. DeJuan Jones looked good last year when he came in, but then he got hurt. The depth is not great, is the biggest thing. And to get a probably right tackle of the future, starting to look at guards of the future for like Betonio, you know, it's not a bad call.
No, I think that's absolutely right. And then, yeah, I think that's about it. I mean, Luke Whipler is their backup at two spots as of right now. It's not ideal. Yeah. They definitely need some depth there. So moving over to the Ravens, interior offensive line and offensive tackle are the big ones. Wide receiver, they released Odell Beckham. We've talked through this a little bit in the mock draft episodes. They lost Evan Duvernay, which is critical for their return game at the very least. But right now, their wide receiver four is like, back to Tylan Wallace, and so we're in trouble.
They have five receivers on the roster, and Nelson Aguilar is their starting slot, so yep, we need to fix that. And honestly, I don't even mind if you just double tap that with like maybe like a late day two and a day three pick or something like that. I get it, maybe you like Aguilar and you just want depth and guys that have upside, that makes sense. But also, if you were to take one in the first and snipe like the Chiefs at 32, I don't think you're in the wrong by any means. Getting someone like A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Worthy just to add ridiculous speed to this team that already has it makes a ton of sense. And offensive line, it's been much maligned this year. You got Andrew Voorhees coming in to be your new starting left guard, Ben Cleveland to be your new starting right guard. Patrick McCarry, I believe they think, is their starting right tackle. That's why they were able to trade their starting right tackle to the Jets. But the guards, they just kind of lost. So I would like to at least get one guy to compete with them two. And then you don't have a backup center for Tyler Linderbaum, who is one of the best centers in the league, but you still need some depth there.
Yeah. No, that's right. The other thing, they brought in Josh Jones. They do have Ronnie Stanley. Ronnie Stanley wasn't good last year. Josh Jones hasn't really been good in the league. Daniel Falele is there, but he's not good either. It's pretty rough. There's a reason that offensive tackle is such a popular pick for the Ravens. I think that remains. And then edge, you know, we've talked about it, but Adafe Owe, David Ojabo are slated as your starting, you know, outside linebackers in that 3-4 scheme. And so you're going to get some production from those two guys, assuming that Ojabo takes a step forward. He hasn't really been a factor yet, so you're really banking on your evaluation of him. And then Justin Madubuike, he's going to be fine. Broderick Washington is your other starting down defensive lineman. Not ideal. Michael Pierce and Travis Jones on the interior should help that, but there's certainly some depth needed on that front. Over to the Steelers. We kind of know, we all know that wide receiver and offensive tackle are the big ones. Interior offensive line, corner, and safety. So you'll see in mock drafts, a lot of times it flips between like wide receiver, offensive tackle, and corner. I think safety is going to be one of those mid-round type of acquisitions. Right now they're starting Calvin Austin at wide receiver 3. That'll be their slot wide receiver. I don't think that remains through the draft. Do you agree with that, Randy?
No, I mean, Pickens, Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Calvin Austin, Denzel Mims, Des Fitzpatrick. I mean, only one of those names inspires any kind of positive vibes. As much as, you know, guys like Quez Watkins are great to play with in Madden, real life doesn't necessarily equate to that. So you lost one of the most consistent target-heavy guys in the league in Deontay Johnson. Very hard to replace, but you got to do something to try and replace that. And you've needed another outside guy for 2 years now. So,
yep. Yeah,
that's Allen true. Robinson was not it.
No, he wasn't. Dan Moore is their starting left tackle as of right now. That's a problem. We've seen enough from Dan Moore to know that he's not the answer. I feel like they're feeling pretty comfortable with their interior for now. I think they need some depth there.
Major big gets kind of run through sometimes.
Yeah, I just think they're going to run it back. Like, I think that's where they think that
they're going to focus tackle. I agree. Yeah. It's just...
But I wouldn't be shocked if like a Tanner Bordellini in the third or fourth round wasn't an option for them. Corner room, they patchworked it with Dante Jackson and the Deontay Johnson trade. He's not very good, and so if that's your corner two, you're in trouble. So
Darius Rush at nickel, kind of an upside play. I liked his tape last year, but I believe it was last year. They also had to put it together.
He was drafted by the Colts in the third round and got cut before the season, exactly. Which was an insane thing.
It's upsetting. I like the tape, but like nothing's really come of it. I haven't really seen improvement, so I'm not even confident really with him in the slots. And then Deontay Jackson's been a solid player, but you definitely need someone in the future there. And even if it's a guy that can kind of play inside outside for this year, that's fine. But to me, you really have one corner, Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, one very good corner for what it's worth. Yes,
grabby, but good.
Yeah, very true. All right, over to the AFC South. We'll go a little faster through these ones. So it's really funny when you put these graphics up and you see the first three on the first three teams as corner for all these teams. So for the Colts, corner, wide receiver, edge, with tight end and offensive line in general being a problem for them. Randy, the wide receiver one's interesting to me. I think they want to upgrade from Alec Pierce. I think that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. But I also don't know that that's like, I think they can get by without doing that. I think their wide receiver four situation is not great, but.
No, but this is what the Colts do. Like, they have a lot of bodies at corner too. But the only ones I really feel good about is Kenny Moore in the slot and Juju Brents on one of the outside corner position. Dallas Flowers, Daryl Baker, Jalen Jones. I think they're rotational guys. They can definitely play quality snaps for you, and they did last year, but they also played terrible snaps for you. So you need the primary guy there, and then wide receiver, you need to move on. You don't necessarily need to move on from Alex Pierce, but you need to upgrade from there to get a more explosive weapon to pair to keep this offense rolling a bit. But both are... they're not desperate at either in the first round, which is why, they get mocked a lot to Brock Bowers, which they're not desperate at either after taking Jelani Woods, Colin Granson, Molly Cock, Will Mallory, but they don't have – none of those guys make you not take the best tight end in the class by far and the best weapon. That's the issue there. But they're not they're one of the good teams where they're not desperate anywhere, and they can just get guys to help them out.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to the Jaguars. Corner, defensive tackle, wide receiver, offensive tackle, and interior offensive line. Well, one of the main themes of this is that every team needs some type of offensive line help. Offensive line play has not been good for a little while. On the corner front, they're starting Tyson Campbell, Ronald Darby, who has been up and down. There have been good seasons and bad, as it is with corners. They've currently got Amani Oruwariye is like the most upside corner behind them, in my opinion. And he just, we're pretty deep into his career to call him an upside play. That room is pretty bleak. Defensive tackle, Devon Hamilton is your only nose tackle right now. Eric Armstead's certainly going to help that defensive line, but Roy Robertson Harris, he was one of their big signings, I believe, last year. I think he was good, but behind that starting three, they just don't have anything that's worth note.
Yeah. And Trayvon Walker does rotate inside, and that helps it, but that's why you need edge badly as well, which, it's not on the list, but it's because they do need it as rotational. They have Travis Gibson, and that's about it rotational-wise, at least proven. So unless Walker stays permanently on the outside, which he's not going to do because that's not what he is, so that's why the D-tackle position is there, because if you do get some – like if they did take one of the big two, then you could sit there and be like, okay, well, Walker, you don't have to come inside.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. And then wide receiver, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Zay Jones for your starters. That's not good enough when you're trying to compete for AFC South division titles. This is a competitive division. Yeah,
that's why they tried to bring back Ridley.
Exactly right. And why I think they're still talking about Ayuk, Debo, all those guys. Houston Texans, corner, wide receiver, linebacker, safety, offensive tackle as the two secondary needs. Corner, right now, they're starting Jeff Okuda on a prove-it deal type of deal. I actually like that. I still think there's a good player somewhere in Okuda. But
yeah, I mean,
but probably not. Too, but
he also hasn't stayed fully healthy. Yeah. They brought in CJ Henderson to help with the depth and compete for the starting spot right now. But again, another team, if you get one of the top end corners, you're super happy here. You might be able to move Desmond King out of the slot, at least put someone in to replace him. And it just makes no sense. Their desperate need on defense is corner, easy. And then that's, as an up-and-coming team, they don't have a ton of desperate needs.
That's right. Wide receiver, Noah Brown. I think Xavier Hutchinson had some critical plays down the stretch when everyone was hurt. I'm intrigued to see how they play this wide receiver room, because with bringing Noah Brown back, still having John Metchie, and having Xavier Hutchinson, they might feel like they have enough depth there where Collins and Dell can carry.
I mean, they got 10 receivers coming into camp. Robert Woods still there. Steven Sims, a bunch of depth guys. But the Noah Brown re-signing, I think, lessens it. But, you know, he plays the same style as Nico Collins, who plays the same style as Xavier Hutchinson, who plays the same style as Robert Woods at this point in his career. So to get another explosive guy to pair with Tank Dell, I think, is a smart idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And then linebacker, they brought in Azeez Al-Shaair, but there's depth problems there. Christian Harris is their only other linebacker worth note. So that's about that on the Texans. The Titans, offensive tackle, obviously that's the most popular pick. If Joe Alt's there, he is a Titan. Corner as well. Right now they're starting Eric Gehrer as their starting corner opposite Legarius Sneed. Obviously they did address this a little bit.
The Titans?
Yeah.
No, they have Chidobe and Legarius.
Oh, yeah.
And Roger McCreary. So the corner was the biggest need before Sneed. But that's corner true. Is still a big need because Roger McCreary has been up and down and injured. And Caleb Farley, same exact thing. So they desperately need depth that's actually going to be able to stay healthy and be able to perform. And I would say a more consistent nickel corner is big.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. I forgot they signed Awuzie when I first started reading this list off. Safeties, Amani Hooker, Elijah Molden, Shaheem Carter. That's really it. That's rough.
Yeah. So you got one.
Right. defensive tackle. They're starting Sebastian Joseph Day. Keandre Coburn had some good snaps at times last year as their nose tackle. Quentin Bohanno was pretty good as well, but past that, they just don't have depth. Once again, they just need to add to that room with some upside plays, hopefully. And then interior offensive line, they're starting Daniel Brunskill. So
yeah,
that's really all I have to say on that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. AFC West, Denver Broncos are up first. Quarterback, we know Jarrett Stidham is their current starter. Interior offensive line, wide receiver, secondary needs, corner, and safety. I think, honestly, this list, it won't fit on the graphic, but this list could list every single position, I think. This team is not very good. Just looking down their depth chart, Javonte Williams isn't a great scheme fit for Sean Payton's offense. I think they could use a running back. Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Marvin Mims are their starting three wide receivers. They brought Lil Jordan Humphrey back, and it made news. That's not good. Greg Dulcich and Adam Trautman at tight end. Not good. Dulcich can't stay on the field. Adam Trautman's not good. Essentially, this team needs everything. So if you see them take something in a mock draft or like the NFL draft comes and they take, they take Jackson Powers Johnson, like
desperate.
I get it. I get it. Weren't they teammates, by the way, Alex Forsythe and Jackson Powers Johnson? Didn't Forsythe go to Oregon?
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be funny. That'd be like the Drake May Sam Howell thing that was happening for a little while.
Well, I know what's happening to Alex in a month.
Right. That's the main thing with the Broncos. They need everything. Don't be shocked if they take any position at any point in this draft.
Or if they can't trade up, so they trade back to get a quarterback later and try and double tap some positions early.
Yeah, it's rough. Let's just move over to the Chargers because they have more condensed needs. Wide receiver, offensive tackle, corner. Secondary would be running back and linebacker. On the running back front, quickly, they like Gus Edwards. And Gus Edwards fits what I think Roman's going to do.
Isaiah Spiller, Elijah Dotson, and Jared Patterson. All three could really get cut, and I'm fine with it. So you need the lightning to the thunder here with Gus Edwards. He's a good eat up carries and great in the red zone. Besides then, you need something electric next to him. Honestly, like Will Shipley, I'd be so excited to be here.
I want Isaiah Davis.
No, that makes perfect sense too. 100%.
So badly.
Wide receiver, you bringing back two starters. You have four in total. they need desperately this position. I think they bring in some vets as well. Trey Pipkins is not the answer at right tackle. We know that. So get a replacement for him. Jamarius Taylor has been okay at guard. Bradley Bozeman is a stopgap replacement center. So interior offensive line, also a need. But linebacker, yeah. Denzel Perryman, Troy Dye, Nick Neiman.
Henley was like a draft favorite.
They don't have any guys to me. You know, they got rotational pieces at linebacker. You need edges of the future. They got more needs, but they have a three top clear needs, and then they can figure out the rest.
Yeah, absolutely right. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl champs. Their needs are not dire. I mean, this team won the Super Bowl. Wide receiver, they have Rashee Rice, Marquise Brown, Justin Watson, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. Yeah, they need another wide receiver. That is very clear. I think they like Justin Watson for what he's been. I think they thought Sky Moore was going to be something else. He wasn't. So they need to add to that room. Right now at offensive tackle, they're starting Wanya Morris next year. Juwan Taylor on one side. Lucas Niang is still in that mix, but I don't think you want to start Wanya Morris. He had some good snaps down the stretch, but I just don't think that's the long-term play, right?
No, and they've been consistent in getting the veterans as stopgaps, and I don't think there's anyone left to really do that. So I think there's a chance they bring in some veteran, you know, Cameron Fleming, try and bring back anyone, you know, that can at least compete for the position, but to get a true left tackle of the future would be the smartest thing. They might think they have that in Godrick, who they drafted, I believe, in the third last year. But we have obviously never seen anything from him. I wouldn't expect a big leap from him, or else we'd already see him in the depth chart saying that, or any buzz. So they desperately need to get a left tackle of the future to help out this interior, which is great, but has no depth.
Yeah, that's right. I think corner would be a bit, if we were ordering these, maybe ahead of that, just because of the Legarius Sneed trade, but also Trent McDuffie's a one. He was a one playing as a two, in my opinion. Yeah, so they have one.
The slot a lot. So now he's taken over as the one.
But outside of that, they have nothing. And so they still need that to that corner.
Yeah.
Edge, I think they're hoping that Felix Anadike Uzomah takes a step forward or like plays this year, but he was always kind of going to be stuck behind a group of good vets last year. I don't know if he's got it. Like he could just be bad. So I think they should add to that room. Tight end, you're not enthused by Irv Smith? The tight end three for them?
Not since 19?
Around there, yeah.
Noah Gray has done a couple things. That's about it for their room. You need someone of the future, truly. I think the Irv Smith signing is just to help in case Kelsey went down. You'd get two capable tight ends currently. But that's the issue with this class is you have one elite tight end prospect. You have, two to four guys that could play this year that we'd be like, okay, you know, maybe they're not fantasy darlings, but we'd be like, okay, they can make quality NFL plays. But past then, you have upside guys that could plan out. I'm definitely not saying that, but we're a ways off from that. So I don't think that's out of the realm. I think they do probably target that type of guy, maybe like a Theo Johnson or, you know, a big upside guy, and hopefully he pans out in 2 years or a year if Kelsey retires next year.
Yeah. No, that's right. Let's move over to your Raiders. The number one problem is the quarterback position. Obviously, they're starting either Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew as of right now. That's not ideal for an NFL team. Offensive tackle, Colton Miller is your starter at left tackle. Fire Mumford Jr. is currently starting at right tackle. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Don't forget about DJ Fluker at right guard.
That's also bad.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing. I do think Dylan Parham has kind of proved himself as a good starter. They brought back Armstrong James. I think your center to left guard, left tackle, all set. You need depth, but besides that, you could use a new starting right guard, a new starting right tackle. At least those guys could compete for the positions and be depth everywhere else, but geez.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Corner back room, Jack Jones had some really good snaps after joining Antonio Pierce last year. Nate Hobbs is still pretty good. And then Ja'Corian Bennett maybe is their best one outside of that.
And they like him a lot. Another, you know, huge RDS guy, Jack Rabbit. Brandon Facion is probably your only other corner you'd ever mention on the team. So to get another true starting outside guy, which I think Bennett can be, but him just rotating in will probably make the most sense. Jack Jones is a big on the ball hawk type of corner. So, and he's ready to hit. So that's going to possibly, I mean, we see with Denzel Ward, you know, one of the great corners. I'm not comparing him by far, trust me, but you know, with that style of corner, there's a good chance you might miss a few games. So getting another actual good corner to rotate in here makes sense.
That's right. That's right. Wide receiver, they're starting Trey Tucker. And then behind Trey Tucker, there's like DJ Turner, Christian Wilkerson. Is that it right now?
That's literally it. So any kind of depth at least, but truly someone to... even if you have someone that's only an outside kind of guy and you move... You take more of like a, you know, rotational slot outside with Adams and Myers. Obviously, they would be the starters, but one of them could play slot every play, and then Trey Tucker can get some plays in, and that makes the most sense. But you need depth for sure at that position. If they're trading up for a quarterback, you're losing a lot of picks.
Yeah. Keon Coleman, pick 44 if they keep it.
No, he's not fast enough.
It's true. Xavier Worthy, pick 13. The Raiders way.
I'll be so sad.
They'll do the Henry Ruggs thing, except
don't make the joke. Don't make the jokes.
Do it right this time. All right. Move on. On that note, that's the AFC team needs. So those are kind of updated. Before we move into the next part of the show where we talk about the NFC teams, I do want to mention the Patreon, patreon.com/TheDebutRoyale. We have a ton of stuff in there. We've got a good Discord. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So join today, patreon.com/TheDebutRoyale. Let's get back to it. All right. We're talking through the NFC, and we're going to start with the NFC East. So we're starting with the Washington Commanders. We have...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listed quarterback, obviously, offensive tackle, edge, and then their secondary needs, wide receiver, tight end. Randy, do you want to expand upon this?
Yeah, you're starting Marcus Mariota, quarterback. Obviously, you're drafting one this year at two, hopefully, to replace him and be the quarterback of the future. Offensive tackle, you're starting Braden Daniels, Cornelius Lucas at left, one of the two, and Andrew Wiley at right. None of those are for the future. None of them really count. Yeah, and left guard, you're starting Nick Allegretti or Ricky Stromberg. It's a tough sell for me. So just offensive line in general, but tackle especially. Edge, you signed Dorrance Armstrong, great. Cleland Farrell and Dante Fowler Jr. are starting at the other side. Not great. So we need somebody there for the future and this year desperately. Wide receiver, De'Ami Brown starting again, getting a new guy in there to elevate this offense, I think makes sense. And tight end, you have Zach Ertz. Everyone else doesn't matter to me. And Zach Ertz can catch the ball for 8 yards and fall down. It's probably a one-year deal only. So we need someone to actually jumpstart that position.
Yeah, put weapons around the new quarterback. That is a critical piece. In my latest mock draft, I have them, I believe, taking Xavier Leggett, if I remember correctly. So that'd be a fun piece to add to that room. All right, let's move over to the Dallas Cowboys. Offensive tackle, interior offensive line, wide receiver, secondary defensive tackle, and linebacker. I also think, had there been enough room on the graphic, I would have put running back somewhere in here. Right now, they're starting Rico Dowdle with Deuce Vaughn and Malik Davis and Snoop Connor in that room. That's pretty rough. On the offensive tackle front, you're relying on Terrence Steele to be available and good, and he hasn't been really either over the last couple of years. Tyler Smith is going to kick out to left tackle, but that's why interior offensive line is such a big need, because you lost your starting center, and in theory, with losing Tyron Smith, you lost your starting left guard because Tyler Smith is kicking out. So right now they're starting TJ Bass, Brock Hoffman, and Zach Martin, of course, is still there, but his shelf life is getting real thin here. It's not going to be long, especially with the reports. They might need a quarterback as well. Not yet, but like, it's coming, I guess. Trey Lance, baby. Cooper Rush, actually. Secondary pieces, defensive tackle. Right now they have Oso Odighizuwa, really good. Chauncey Golston, not in love with that. And then Mazi Smith just really wasn't good last year. This is her first-round pick. I hope that he takes a step forward, but they need to improve there. And then linebacker, Leighton Vander Esch retired, which we thought was going to happen 5 years ago, honestly, or 4 years ago. But finally retired. You're starting Eric Kendricks, Damone Clark, and DeMarvion Overshown. So a really young room with no depth outside of Eric Kendricks there. And I think that those are all pretty big needs. Honestly, for as good as the Cowboys were last year, they have quite a few needs this offseason because they lost so much.
Yep. Makes sense. Over to the Eagles next. Sorry, I almost jumped the gun there. obviously, we have corner and wide receiver and safety as the primary needs with corner. I mean, bringing back CJ Johnson is going to be great for them at nickel and a little bit of slot help. With Reed Blankenship and Sidney Brown, you have a pretty good safety room there, but you could probably use another one to really – I'm not really in love with Sidney Brown. Reed Blankenship has played decent, but you definitely could use an upgrade there. Corner-wise, you had the big names in Slay and Bradbury. Both Slay played okay last year when he was on the field. Bradbury didn't play well at all. Keely Ringo didn't really make any impact. You need some help there for sure. Wide receiver-wise, you have your top two, Smith and Brown. Besides that, you brought in Paris Campbell to help at slot. Cool. You brought in Devontae Parker. That doesn't count. Other than that, you don't have anything. It does seem like they want more of a big slot, so Paris Campbell will rotate in, but they need another big body in, and Parker doesn't count. So we need somebody else there, and I already went for safety. You need tackle the future as a secondary need and interior offensive line. I think they're comfortable with Cam Jurgens kicking in at center and Tyler Steen playing right guard. I would bring in someone to compete with Steen at right guard that could also be tackle of the future. I think that's your best of both worlds, and you get a little bit more depth.
Yeah, I know they brought in Matt Hennessy this offseason to kind of compete for guard, but I also think that's just a depth piece at best. Yeah.
And your depth tackles are LaRaven Clark and Fred Johnson, who before reading this, I don't know if I could remember them.
Yeah, I was just going to ask our listeners and viewers if they know who those people are. Maybe Eagles fans do, but maybe not. Yeah. That's the state of it. All right, let's move over to the Giants. So I listed quarterbacks as their top need. Randy forgot to do this in the doc, so I just made it up.
Shots here.
Listen, no, you did a great job on everything else, and then I did the Giants by myself, and I listed quarterback because Daniel Jones, I don't feel is it. Drew Lock is a fine bridge player, but I actually think that there's a chance that there's already rumors that they're going to move on from Daniel Jones this offseason and just eat all the dead cap, because why kick it another year when that's already the plan, it seems like. So that's they can't move forward, I don't think, unless they upgrade that position. It shouldn't be this regime that gets to make that decision, though. Running back, they've got Devin Singletary, Eric Gray, Gary Brightwell, Deion Jackson. Nothing. Devin Singletary was good last year, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
He's a nice second piece in a committee. Liked Eric Gray coming out, but for whatever reason, he didn't get on the field last year. That's a problem. Wide receiver, we've got Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, and Jalen Hyatt. We have Isaiah Hodgins still there. Bryce Ford Wheaton was a draft favorite, but there's nothing like Wandale Robinson. I actually didn't when he was a prospect. I watched him play a little bit last year and said, yeah, that kid could play. I think that's a starting slot receiver in the NFL. I don't know about Jalen Hyatt, and I don't want Darius Slayton starting for my team, so they need to upgrade there. Corner and safety, Deontay Banks had an up and down rookie year. I think that they'll bank on him taking a step forward. Trey Hawkins is your other corner. Cordell Flott is there. Aaron Robinson still there. Darnay Holmes is there. They need more. They need more from their corner room. And then safety, Jalen Mills and Jason Pinnock, Dane Belton and Javarius Owens. Not good enough. They definitely are going to feel the loss of Xavier McKinney this offseason, so I think they need to upgrade that position.
Yep.
All right. Can I take the Bears, actually? Let me take
Yeah,
we were going to rotate, but I should talk about the Bears. Bears need a quarterback. They traded their starting quarterback. Caleb Williams is going to be there, so they don't really need a quarterback, but that is technically the primary need until we get to the draft. Edge rusher right now, obviously they have Montez Sweat, and they have a lot of depth pieces behind. They need an edge too, pretty badly. Wide receiver right now, they do have DJ Moore. They have Keenan Allen. They have Tyler Scott. Keenan Allen's on a one-year deal. DJ Moore is obviously your building block in that room, but they do need to upgrade at wide receiver. I think that there's a very strong chance that Roma Dunze, if he's there, is pick for them at 9. And then the secondary positions, interior offensive line and offensive tackle. The right tackle position, Darnell Wright, is solidified. We know this. Left tackle, though, Braxton Jones, we're unsure of. He's been good at times, but he hasn't been good enough at other times. Interior offensive line, they spent a fifth to go get Ryan Bates to presumably be their starting center. He's probably not that. He's probably like your starting right guard because Nate Davis was so bad last year. And Tevin Jenkins on the left side is so hurt. So they need to continue pumping resources into the offensive line to make sure Caleb Williams doesn't get killed back there.
Yeah, and you brought in Coleman Shelton to probably be your starting center, with Bates being your backup center and probably right guard. So you might end up even cutting Nate Davis just because he's probably not going to be a backup for that money. So, yeah, it's tough.
That's fair. All right, you want to kick over to the Lions?
Oh, boy, do I. yeah, Lions up. I'll just take off the graphics. So I have to look up a different sheet. Look at this guy.
I'm so sorry.
How rude.
There you go.
Lions, we have corner, wide receiver, and safety as your primary corner. You brought in Carlton Davis. You just had to let go of one of your starting corners for off-the-field stuff. Meek Robinson, Robertson is starting right now. Brian Branch at nickel corner, amazing. Yeah. Kirby Joseph and Brandon Joseph as your free safeties, cool. Afiti Melifonwu as your strong safety. I think he's more of a depth secondary piece, so you need a starting strong safety, in my opinion. Brian Branch can do that, but I'd rather just keep him as a rotational player back there and mainly in the nickel, just with the defense they run. Wide receiver, besides Amon-Ra, he's the only one I trust on this whole team. Khalif Raymond has played some important snaps. Jameson Williams started. He had some flashes this last year, but we still haven't seen a full season of any kind of good from him. Donovan Peoples-Jones as their depth guy makes sense to me, but you just need help there for sure. And then you need guard of the future and possibly center of the future as well. Frank Ragnow has been questioning, you know, his retirement. So getting a guy, you know, like a JPJ or a Zach Center make a ton of sense because they can play guard, but they're a center. That's kind of what the Eagles have done for years. They drafted two of them, and now one of them is replacing Jason Kelce. So they kind of need to do the same thing. They did bring in Kevin Seidler, who's easily going to be starting right guard this year. I'm not sure anyone they draft, even in the first round, could really replace him. So that's why we're going to stick to corner safety, corner in the first, hopefully. And then you need some depth elsewhere, but those are the major ones.
Yeah, no, I agree with all that. Let's move over to the Packers. The primary need is safety. They signed Xavier McKinney. That is 100% a thing that they did to upgrade their safety room. However, Anthony Johnson is their other starter. I liked him as a prospect, but I also think that they can upgrade that starting strong safety, and they kind of need to with this Jeff Hafley defense. So this is going to look a little bit different on defense. They need to upgrade both their safety and corner rooms. Corner right now, Eric Stokes has been in and out of the lineup a lot. Jaire Alexander, kind of the same thing. Keyshawn Nixon had some good snaps last year. Obviously, Rasul Douglas was there a couple years ago, and I feel like they felt the loss of him, you know, especially in the back half of last year. And there's also potential that Jaire Alexander isn't on this team based on how his contract is structured. I think he will be for this year, but they need to look towards the future. And then offensive tackle, Rashid Walker is your starting left tackle. He's played well at times. I don't think he's the future at the position. Zach Tom is a guy to me. I love Zach Tom as a prospect. I also think he's a better guard. Unfortunately, they have all their guard spots locked up with Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers at center, and Sean Ryan at right guard. So I think Tom's your starting right tackle out of necessity. I think that he's played well, but they need to add because behind those two guys is really, really nothing at offensive tackle.
Or interior.
Right. I think Royce Newman is still on the team. But they don't have much depth at all on the offensive line. And then defensive tackle and linebacker. Right now they're starting Isaiah McDuffie and Quay Walker. I think they need to really look at upgrading their middle linebacker position. Peyton Wilson's been a big guy to them in the second round. I saw Bucky Brooks recently put him in the first round to the Packers. He's in the second round to the Packers in my mock draft. So. And then defensive tackle, Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt. I think you're good with that. Carl Brooks, Bowling Green guy from last year, I believe. But outside of that, there's really nothing at defensive tackle for them. So they need to continue looking towards the world where Kenny Clark is no longer on the team, because Kenny Clark he's only 28, but I feel like he's one of those guys that's going to retire out of nowhere.
Yep. Speaking of losing people, Vikings up next, losing Kirk Cousins, quarterback, obviously the biggest need. Sam Darnold's next stop on his Hopefully I Could Make It tour is here. As of now, he's a starter, compete with Nick Mullins. I don't love that at all. That's why they don't love it either. That's why they got that second first-round pick to trade up, even though everyone's toying with the idea of them just sitting back and losing out on that. I don't know if that's happening. D-tackled next. It cannot. Now, and we know with Kwezi, we know he's a good GM. So I just don't see that happening. D-tackle, you got Jerry Tillery starting with Jaquillen Roy as his only backup. Harrison Phillips is a good nose tackle. He's got no help. Jonathan Bullard and Jonah Williams as your only down defensive ends. You do have Van Ginkle and Jonathan Grenard. and Jihad Ward as your main edge rushers. That's actually really good. I do think you could get some depth there, but Grenard is the only one of them two that can really help interior-wise, if he at all. And then interior offensive line, you're starting Blake Brandel at left guard, Ed Ingram, who's been okay at right guard. I think Bradbury, Darrisaw, and Brian O'Neill will probably have their start spots locked up, but you could do with at least one guard in this draft for sure. And then going to the secondary needs, wide receiver, I mean, you got Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and then Brandon Powell and Trent Sherfield are competing to get on the field, and that's it, really. So we need someone else in there. But again, we're trying to continue this offense to be as great as possible with a good coaching staff and hopefully a new quarterback in the future. So that's a thing. And then corner, Byron Murphy Jr., Akilib Evans, Mekhi Blackman, Shaq Griffin, Andrew Booth Jr., Josh Metellus. In my opinion, none of them have done anything to warrant starting. And that's besides being paid money in Byron Murphy Jr. So
I liked Murphy when he was in Arizona. And
yes,
I thought that was a good signing at the time. But I just, that secondary was really bad last year. It was just
We liked Andrew Booth coming out, and he's done nothing. You know, the talent's there, but it hasn't happened on the field. So that's a room where you have a lot of bodies, but no stars. But when you're trading two first round picks, possibly three, and you already traded your second, you're in a rough spot to really fix any of the holes besides quarterback. That's tough.
Yeah. It's I think they'll be able to get a wide receiver three in this draft as well later in the draft.
We'll see. I mean, there's corner depth in this class, but it's upside guys. So
and a lot of slot guys in this class, man.
Of slot guys, but they could use a slot guy. That's fine.
They could. Yeah, that's true. All right, moving over to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number one problem that they have is their interior offensive line. Right now they're starting Sua Opeta, Robert Hainsey, and Cody Mock. I think Logan Stenberg, Ben Bredesen are there. Cody Mock was a fan favorite. Robert Hainsey was kind of thrust into playing more than he needed to, and he's not good enough. So they need a starting center, I think, at this moment.
Yeah. Opeta was a swing backup guard for the Eagles. So
yeah, also probably not good enough. Corner right now, Zion McCollum is set to take over a starting role now that Carlton Davis is out. They've got Jamel Dean still. That's good. Jamel Dean was really, really good last year. But behind Jamel Dean, they definitely need depth. They've got Josh Hayes, Christian Azeen, Keenan Isaac, Bryce Hall, like the guys that don't move the needle, so they need to upgrade there. Linebacker, they brought back Lavonte David, so that was critical. Lost Evan White. I think that they're going to feel that a bit. KJ Britt is a starting linebacker for them.
That's all you had to say.
Yep, I could have led with that, honestly. Edge, right now, Yaya Diaby and Joe Tryon Shoyinka are kind of your main pass rushers that are going to get to the quarterback. Outside of that, though, they have nothing on their outside linebacker. Logan Hall, they drafted two years ago. Kalijah Kancey was last year. So you've got your down defensive linemen pretty set, but still depth behind that. They're going to need more. I think they could nose tackle. It didn't fit on the graphic, but Vita Vea is there. And then behind that, Greg Gaines, I think you can upgrade that position as well. And then wide receiver right now, it's going to be Trey Palmer starting as your wide receiver three. I'm still skeptical that Chris Godwin's going to be on the team. Honestly, I know that not, that's a hot.
Even then, Trey Palmer is startable. He had flashes, but getting another body is the most pressing need, I'd say. It's not the most pressing, but it is a pressing need.
They took a lot of shots. So they brought in Devin Tompkins. They got Rakeem Jarrett and Trey Palmer together last year. I think Jarrett was a UDFA. So it's not a great room behind Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And I think that just based on how much depth you need at that position, they look at more bodies that can play. So
yeah. All right, moving on to the Falcons. Primary need, edge, corner. It's what they've been mocked the most. It was wide receiver until they signed Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod and traded for Rondell Moore to run some sprints out there. Darnell Mooney is a huge signing. Because he's a signing, and he actually probably caught way more balls than Rondell Moore in the last 2 years.
That is fair. That is 100% fair.
Yeah. You fix your quarterback of at least the next, you know, 3 years in Kirk Cousins. I think he can truly lead this team. You got a great offensive line. You could use some depth a little bit, but mainly it's edge and corner. Wide receiver, you definitely need another guy there of the future and someone to actually compete for the slot snaps. So it doesn't have to be desperately outside, but someone to really compete to get on the field just because they need it so bad. Because I like Rondell Moore coming out. Ray McLeod's good enough, but they haven't been able to cut it. So, and Darnell Mooney is a wide receiver too. Obviously, that's where he's best. So we'll figure that out. But at edge, you basically have Arnold Ebiketie and Lorenzo Carter. D'Angelo Malone, okay. Nothing great there. They don't have a guy yet. I think they have possibly at edge two. In rotational pieces. So to get a true guy like Dallas Turner or Jared Verse, what they're always mocked, it makes the most sense. And a corner two opposite of AJ Terrell is desperate right now. Clark Phillips, the third, a rotational edge, like outside guy, a slot guy, I'm cool with. They have Mike Hughes at slot. He's a decent enough slot. I get them too. They're great complementary pieces, but they need a corner two desperately. And like I said, wide receiver, linebacker, you got some upside guys. Nate Landman, okay. Troy Anderson, I'd have more hope in, but we have to see more. And then Caden Ellis has shown some good flashes, but you could definitely use some help there, maybe a true leader of that linebacking core. And interior offensive line is the depth that I kind of talked about. You got no one – I mean, Storm Norton at right tackle, and then Tyler Vrabel at left tackle are the only depth pieces on the offensive line I would have any note of. So it's desperate to get somebody to back these guys up.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Carolina Panthers, wide receivers listed first. We know they went out and got Deontay Johnson. Adam Thielen's about 47 years old, so I wouldn't count on him producing the way he did last year. Jonathan Mingo's your wide receiver three. Had a really, really rough rookie year. So I still think they need to go out and upgrade. Deontay Johnson's best as a two, in my opinion. I think that they can listen. He's not going to be, but
130 catches a year. Let's do it.
He probably will have at least 100 catches this year, if I had to guess.
I'd be so happy.
Yeah. Edge rusher, they traded Brian Burns, and now they're starting Caleb on Chase on a Jaguars throwaway player, essentially. He's been really, really rough. DJ Wonnum is a low-key good signing. I like DJ Wonnum. I think he's been underrated for a while.
But I don't know if he's an edge one.
No, he's definitely not. He's best as like an edge three, honestly. Amari Barno's there. Iku Liota is there. There's nothing there, is what I'm saying. So their top two picks should be these positions, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Cornerback, J.C. Horn, you're feeling good about. Dane Jackson, you're not. Troy Hill is there as well to play slot corner for you. But he's really, since he left the Rams the first time, he hasn't been the same player, in my opinion, so they need to add to that room. Linebacker, they did add to the linebacker room, so they have Shaq Thompson. They added Josie Jewell, and that's it.
You lost Leite Latu. You lost your stud on the interior opposite of Shaq Thompson. So yeah. Josie Jewell is a above average replacement, I'll give him for sure. But they could definitely use a guy of the future there.
100%.
And a truly athletic linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then safety, Xavier Woods, Jordan Fuller is a pretty fine starting safety duo, to be honest. Behind that, Nick Scott, Jamie Robinson, probably not enough. So let's just add to the room, please.
Yeah. And then up to the Saints to finish off the South edge. Primary need, you have, I mean, Chase Young you brought in. You have Jordan Cameron. Those are probably your starters with Carl Granderson rotating in. Peyton Turner hasn't done anything truly, at least consistently. Isaiah Foskey, they brought in last year as a late guy. We didn't see anything from. So you could definitely – Chase Young is a stopgap one-year guy that you're paying for multiple years. So you desperately need another guy there. And we know Chase Young has – over the last 3 years, I'd say, has played like 6 good games. So we need something else there for the future because Jordan Cameron, you're paying a ton. He's not going to be there for much longer. Offensive tackle.
Yeah. Sorry. Chase Young is also out. Like, he's having neck surgery. Like, yeah. So they signed him so that he could get the surgery, and then he was going to be part of the rehab. But he's not even going to be there until, like, week 7 or week 8 from what I read. I don't know that that's 100% accurate at this point, but that's critical information.
Yeah. And speaking of not knowing if he's going to be there, your starting right tackle is Ryan Ramczyk, who they don't know if he's ever going to play again, even though they did re-sign, they kind of restructured him. Trevor Penning has not worked out at left tackle. I think it's imperative that you kick him into left guard to take over the left guard spot of James Hurst. But then you have no left tackle, and with Ryan Ramczyk possibly being out, you don't have a right tackle, so you might not even be able to kick Trevor Penning inside. So tackle is a huge need for them. Wide receiver, you already got rid of Slant Boy and Michael Thomas, RIP to the legend there. And you have Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed is basically the only wide receivers of note. For the future, Cedric Wilson you brought in to help you out. AT Perry had some flashes last year as an outside receiver. I think you can bank on that as a rotational guy, but you desperately need a true guy to pair with Olave for the future to be an all-around receiver, not just a deep shot. Secondary, like we already kind of went over, the interior, you have Eric McCoy and Cesar Ruiz as your center and right guard. That's about it in this offensive line I care about. Hopefully, Penning, if you can kick him inside, he can work out. And that's about it. And then you could always use some linebacker help. You could definitely use some corner help in the future. Alante Taylor, Paulson Adebo, and Mashawn Lattimore are a good three, in my opinion. Not necessarily an athletic three, though. So getting some athletic depth on that team would be great.
Yep. I'm in on all that. I think wide receiver is low-key a massive need for them. I know they have problems at offensive tackle, too. But this is, I'm looking at this team right now. This is not a good football team. I don't know how they won so many games last year. I know they had better players, arguably. But this team sucks. Sorry, Saints fans. It's not good. You're not in a good state right now with Derek Carr. All right, over to the San Francisco 49ers. Number one is interior offensive line. Right now, they're starting John Feliciano again. They brought him back. Jake Brendel is your center. I think they're okay with that. Aaron Banks at left guard. He's been really good for them, but you need a right guard of the future and really to start now. Also starting Colton McKivitz at right tackle. I think that they could look at that position to upgrade as well. I think getting one of those guys that can be a guard tackle combination is critical, especially with how this offense runs and how injured the San Francisco 49ers get. Defensive tackle, you've got Malik Collins, you've got Javon Hargrave. You've got an Elliott depth now, but outside of that, they have a lot of names in the room, so you might not see this as a large need. However, none of those needs are, or none of those names are very good at football, so you need some depth there. Corner right now, Diamador Lenore, one of my favorites. Charvarius Ward is also there. Avery Thomas is there, and outside of that, there's nothing. Maybe Samuel Womack, but I'm not entirely sure if that's a route that you want to go, and I am sure that it's not a route I want to go. Safety, Teleno Hufanga, he's coming off of a major injury, so we're going to see how his recovery is. Jair Brown is there, and then George Odom, Eric Harris, there's nothing there. And then wide receiver, Juwan Jennings is back as your wide receiver three. They have drafted like a sixth or seventh round guy, I want to say. Danny Gray was earlier than that, wasn't he? Danny Gray was like third or fourth. So they have Danny Gray, they have Ronnie Bell. I think they hope that they can patchwork it because Kyle Shanahan is arrogant and thinks that he can just scheme everyone open. I think there's a chance that they lose Ayuk or Deebo Samuel this offseason too. So it'd be really rough if that happened. So they need that.
Yeah, so they, They desperately need wide receiver.
Yeah.
And speaking of desperately need wide receiver, Arizona Cardinals next. Wide receiver top need, obviously your only receiver I care about is Michael Wilson. I slightly care about Greg Dortch, but that's about it. And then
they need to double tap that position.
They need to double tap, but you need the stud in the first. Even if you – I get they're a popular trade back team. They're one of those teams where if, like, the Giants want to move up to four, to jump five, I'd like that more. Or if any team wants, you know, if they can try and stay close and still get one of the top guys or trade back, trade up like they did last year. But they need one of those top three receivers desperately and then to double or triple tap it. Interior offensive line, I'd say you have your tackles figured out at least for the next 2 years. And Jonah Williams, Paris Johnson, with Beecham being your swing guy. Will Hernandez has probably locked up the right guard position at least for this year. But then you have a center and left guard I just don't care about. Evan Brown is your backup center. Halate Froholt as your starting center. You need one of those guys that could play either center or guard just so you can figure it out. Maybe even double tap that position. And then corner, another team, Sean Murphy Bunting. Garrett Williams actually had some good snaps and a lot of flashes last year, so I think he's good. No, Starley Thomas, the guy I loved in the later rounds last year, a good rotational piece until he can take over. I don't think he's ready to be your starting outside corner right now, so they desperately need at least one corner in this draft. Secondary, D-tackle, you signed three guys. All are great rotational guys, in my opinion, that can obviously start, but to get somebody in the future, there's – ideal. And then edge rusher, Zaven Collins, Dennis Gardeck, BJ Ojolari, decent enough, but to get a true edge rusher, maybe a guy that can help out the actual down lineman and be a pure edge rusher like a Jared Verse or a Lee Tealatu, those are phenomenal fits for them.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's a good call on all that. Let's move over to the Rams. Defensive tackle, obviously, Aaron Donald retired. Right now, DeJuan Johnson is their starting down defensive end. Kobe Turner's at nose tackle. Bobby Brown, the third, is your other defensive end. Not great. Aaron Donald was the most versatile piece in football in terms of what he could do for that defensive line, the most disruptive. You're not. I wrote in my latest mock draft, you are not going to replace Aaron Donald with one selection. You're not going to replace him ever, no matter what you do, actually. But I think they need defensive tackle. We'll bump down to edge at the same time, because right now, Michael Hope and Byron Young are your like outside linebacker rushers. That's not good enough either. So I think they just need to add to this defensive front seven. Just rolling into linebacker, Christian Roseboom and Ernest Jones. Ernest Jones was good. They did add Fatu Kasi to the linebacker room. I think that that's a route that they could take to maybe the position only, but they need to add this room pretty desperately. And then corner and safety, Cam Curl is their big addition this year, but they're starting Quentin Lake, and then there's nothing behind them. At corner, Darius Williams. They did sign Trey White about an hour before we recorded this, or a couple hours before we recorded this, so... it's less of a need, but it's still a need. It's because behind that, Darian Kendrick hasn't been good enough. Who could have guessed? I didn't like his film personally, but he played well for like a half a season. Everyone thought he was the corner of the future. He's not good enough. So you need to add to the cornerback room.
Yeah, desperately. And then finish this off with the Seahawks. Interior offensive line is the biggest need. They have brought in Nick Harris to compete for your starting center after losing yours in free agency. Anthony Bradford and Tremaine Atrum Jr. are currently your starting left and right guards. None of that is good enough to me. I think Nick Harris is good enough to play. I don't think I'd bank on him, but if you had to – if you got – two guards in this draft and Nick Harris won out the center job, I wouldn't be mad with your interior necessarily this year, but I do think you need a guy of the future there. But the guards, those don't work. We need something else. Tackles, I think you're fine. I know Lucas and Cross have some, you know, injury concerns, but with Stone Forsythe and now George Fant, I think that's good enough. If you want to take one really late, cool. Safety, you pretty much retooled all of this. You have Julian Love and Rayshon Jenkins starting with Kayvon Wallace and Kobe Bryant kind of rotating in at free safety, but also playing some nickel and some corner. So to get someone to be your strong safety of the future, Julian Love has been good at times, but I don't really – he's been good. I'll just say that. But I definitely think you need a safety here for sure in the future. Linebacker, Jerome Baker, Tyrell Dodson are your starters, and that's about it. You need depth for sure, but you need somebody to really take over this position. You've had leaders at this linebacker position for over a decade, and they're all gone. So we need something else in this room. And then edge rusher, I mean, Boye Mafe, Daryl Taylor, Nwosu, Derek Hall. That I think Nwosu and Mafe showed a lot of improvement. Daryl Taylor showed a lot of rotational help. But to get another guy in that room that can actually make a difference and maybe a little bit different type, I think would be phenomenal for them. And then D-tackle, yeah, you bring back Leonard Williams that you spent a second-round pick for. Jerron Reed's great. Jonathan Hankins backing him up. Draymond Jones is good, but there's no depth to the D-end slash D-tackle position besides your two guys. You have your backbone there. You have your guys, but you need some help.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole NFC. All that you need. Yeah. So if you missed it, make sure you go check out the AFC portion of our team needs series here. Once again, if you disagree with any of this, just drop a comment. Let us know what you think. We'll talk through it. I mean, some of these teams need more than what can fit on a graphic, folks. And so we tried to talk through that as we went through it. But there are teams that literally need, you know, 20 positions. So it's problematic. So. All right, guys, thank you guys for watching. We'll be back hopefully with a Friday fix later this week, or a franchise fix hopefully on Friday. We'll see what that looks like, but stay tuned to the channel. There'll be another a great dynasty video from Kevin and Leo, so make sure you check that out. And thank you guys for watching.